WHI here on a Tuesday morning, and today the first day of a program that we're going to do every Tuesday morning at this time called Community Corner. Greg Montana joined this Tuesday by Beth Rothermill, and your official title, Beth Rothermill?
County Clerk.
County Clerk. We'll make sure that we got right. I know if there's something else that we're going to throw off in there as well.
Sure.
But you guys have been really busy.
Absolutely. We have had lots of voters coming out. This is the early voting period for the general election, which is next Tuesday. Early voting continues this week through Friday at 5 p.m. So anyone that hasn't cast their ballot yet and is ready to and wants to do that before Election Day, please come out and see us at the Courthouse Annex right across from the courthouse before Friday at 5 p.m.
Okay, and then, of course, Election Day will be on Tuesday.
Election Day's next Tuesday. The hours for that are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. If a voter does want to wait until Election Day or is not able to come in during early voting, Election Day, you will have to go to your actual regular polling place. If you're not sure where that polling place is, there is a link to Find My Polling Place on the county's website. You can go to the Secretary of State's website to find that, or just call the courthouse, and we'll be glad to look the voter up and tell them where they will go.
Okay, of course, they do have the numbers on your voting card, your registration card, and I'll tell you, it kind of gets you in the right direction.
Yes, yes, yes. And of course, you know, the courthouse phone number is 277-6200, and we'll be glad to answer any questions.
All right. Well, I guess we'll start off with early voting. You know, we've seen the numbers coming in every day since early voting started. How has it been going so far compared to the previous years of the election?
Well, it's going really well, and actually we have had much more, many more voters coming in to vote early than in previous years. Typically, we would see about, you know, 600 to 700, maybe 800 voters a day, and last week we had 2 days over 1,200 people came in. One day right at 1,000, and it just 1,100 another day, mm-hmm. and so it's been an amazing turnout. People are very enthused about participating, and that's wonderful for us to see.
All right, and Washington County Elections Office, how things have been going for you guys? Because with the increase of all the early voting,
sure.
I'm sure it's been a little bit different for those people.
It's been going well. You know, I have a wonderful Chief Deputy of Elections, Carol Jackson, who is very organized and gets it all set up and does a mammoth job of just getting it all set up and running, and she does it so well. My county clerk's election staff, they gave up their weekend to work early voting this weekend, and, you know, they're the A-team. I call them, and they do a great job. They do a great job. It's all about serving public service, serving the people, and getting folks in and out in the most efficient way. When you see the lines on TV, they're standing in line in Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, 45 minutes, 2 hours, and all that. And, you know, here we're able to get voters through if there's a line, maybe 3 to 5 minutes that been waiting. So it's not long at all. People can come by on their lunch hour even. You know, it's just, I think we've got it down to a fine art, and we've even added some more parking. Our road and bridge department came to my rescue. I called them last Monday. I said, we just have had so many people come in, and is there any way you can help us with some more signs? And they made some signs in a day's notice and helped us out. The U.S. Post Office has been helping us to catch those ballots by mail before they go off to Houston.
Oh, wow.
And getting them to us immediately when the voter puts them in the mail here mm-hmm. in Brenham. So they've been helping. It truly is a team effort. We've got everybody helping, and it's just been a wonderful relationship with those entities.
Okay. Now, we're talking about, you know, the people, they're in line, they're getting ready to vote. I know there's certain things you have to have when you go to vote. Tell us about, you know, what you need with you to make it, you know, ready to go as soon as you get
there,
expedite that process.
Well, one question that we've gotten asked quite a bit is, do I still need ID to vote? The simple answer is yes. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said that Texas needed to open up their voter ID just a little bit more and make it easier for people that do not possess any ID. That's the key word. If you don't possess ID, whether it's on your person, at home, in your car, you don't have an ID at all that fits one of those seven criteria that the state of Texas has put into law that's required to vote, there is a reasonable impediment form that you can fill out that states that you don't have an ID at all, and then there are some secondary forms of ID that can be presented. So, yes, the voter ID law is still in place, and there are seven different types of ID that are acceptable. But if you don't have an ID, one of those IDs at all, you don't possess one, you've not been able to obtain one, then there is this reasonable impediment form. And you fill that out and present one of those secondary forms of ID. Okay. And that's like a birth certificate, voter registration card, utility bill, bank statement, pay stub, paycheck, that sort of thing.
Okay. All right. Now, with all that going on, you know, what's the reasonable time that you said about 3 to 5 minutes right now?
Yeah, to check somebody in.
Now, election day, maybe we have a lot of people are going to go wait till Tuesday to vote. How do you think that's going to be time-wise?
You know, with all the people that are voting early, a lot of times election day becomes a lighter turnout on election day. Mm-hmm. I looked back 4 years ago at the last one. We had almost twice as many people vote early as we did on election day.
Okay.
So we take a lot of those during early voting. And so election day, you know, I really don't think there's going to be any lines out there. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully I'll be proved wrong, you know, because that would mean a great turnout for Washington County. But we're at 30% overall turnout right now.
And that's registered voters.
Registered voters, correct. One thing I wanted to mention is I looked back in preparing for this at how this may compare with previous years. And in 2012, the overall turnout was 64% for Washington County. 2008, it was 66%. 2004, 64%. And 2000, 63%. So we've always been in the 60% range, mm-hmm. which we're about halfway there now. You have to go all the way back to 1992 to find Washington County with a 73% turnout.
Oh, wow. That's
which is really high. And we typically, Washington County does better mm-hmm. than the state average and certainly than the national average. You know, people do come out and vote here more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that they do. It seems like it. Now, when it comes to with election days, anything else that they need to know when they go out to do the voting?
Just have your ID, or if you don't have it, be prepared to sign one of those reasonable impediment forms. You will have to go to your polling place, as I said earlier, on election day. And if you're not sure where to go, call the courthouse. We've got people there ready to assist in helping voters to find their ballot. Another question we have all the time is, do I need to mark all races? Does it invalidate my ballot miss, you know, if I don't want to mark a race or whatever? No, absolutely not. You can leave any race on the ballot blank. If you're not sure about a particular race, you don't know those people that are running, you can leave any race blank. That's not an invalidation at all. Another question we have is about straight party voting. If you mark a ballot for straight party, then it's not necessary to go down the rest of the ballot and mark any other races, unless you want to cross over vote and mark somebody that is running in the other party and you want to vote for that person in a particular race. Mm-hmm. And that's fine too.
So you can go straight ticket and then but on just one particular one, crossover, and it'll still count
crossover,
it over.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. So and we've all, you know, tested our counting machine and all that, and it reads that beautifully. Another question we've had that has, you know, been asked, and this is in response, I think, to a lot of, you know, things that have been on the media stories. Does the machine change my vote? No, this is we have an optical scan paper ballot. So there's no machine that's going to change your vote at all. So.
All right.
That's good.
That seems like everything that we should know about that is pretty well done right there. So
thank you, Craig.
I appreciate you coming in. And if somebody does have a question else that they need to ask the office, how do they get a hold of you by doing that?
Call the county clerk's office at 277-6200. Ask for the county clerk's office. You can ask for me personally. You can ask for my election clerk, Carol Jackson. And if we're not available right that minute, I promise we will call you back.
Okay. And one more time, early voting ends?
It ends Friday at 5 p.m. We are open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. the rest of this week. Mm-hmm. It ends statewide on Friday at 5 p.m. So there is no weekend voting this weekend.
Okay. And then on Election Day?
Election Day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Go to your polling place.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in and talking with
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, Craig.
And good luck to you guys the rest of the week, because I know y'all are working hard.
We are. We are. I've got a great staff. I want to shout them out, give a shout out to them. They work tirelessly. They don't complain. Washington County has some very dedicated people that that work and want to get it right every day.
All right, there we go. Once again, this is the first edition of the Community Corner. Beth Rothwell, County Clerk. And if you have questions, give her a call, and they'll be happy to help you out.